part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Hey, darling, I've been watching you all night.
Oh, yeah? And what were you thinking?
Actually, I was thinking about fucking your brains out.
Really?
Yeah, but by the looks of it, you ain't got none.
Holy shit! You know, we asked Special Ed to do that, and...
That's why he's Special Ed, John.
Yeah,
I had it!
Oh, wait, it's out of
sight. I had it away from my mouth, all right?
Well, that's
all
a
right,
first.
Total Talk Nonsense, 97, part 3. The heavy metal episode with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And we also have Special Ed, Larry, and Mason.
What's up, America?
Peace.
We're not only American. We're universal, baby. We're worldwide.
What's up, world?
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
How you doing, Grenada?
Grenada.
All right, let's start out with a little bit of celebrity news. You guys know Paris Hilton?
Who doesn't?
Would you bang the Hilton or what? Would you get in there?
Who hasn't?
Probably Nikki.
Get this. There's good news. Paris Hilton says she will no longer act dumb. It was all an act, John. It was an act. The reality TV star and relentless publicity seeker spoke with Barbara Walters by phone Sunday from jail. She said she's going to focus on more important things when she gets out of jail. And I used to act dumb. That act is no longer cute, she said. So I can't wait to see what Paris is going to do when she gets out of jail.
Her little girlfriend's now pregnant.
No, it's better being a fucked up crack whore that just got out of prison.
I think she was really upset because she realized she wasn't going to get any conjugal visits.
Yeah. Yeah. Conjugal visits.
Conjugal visits. You guys ever been in jail? Huh?
I have been.
You've been in jail?
Yeah, for a night.
Really?
Yep. Got cuffed right in front of my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
For what?
Domestic
dispute?
No. I was driving on a suspended license.
Oh, just like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And then you said, I'm no longer going to act dumb.
Yeah, this is how stupid I am. I got this old Ford LTD. The muffler fell off like a week before. I know I got a suspended license. I'm cranking Dio. I got these big, giant subwoofers in my back seat. And I'm cranking Dio at 1 in the morning down my street with the muffler going, blah, 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 blah. And
this ain't in Chicago, is it?
No, it's right here, right here in the town we live in. And I get pulled over right in front of my house. So he takes me out and checks my license, finds out it's suspended. I'm laying on the hood of his car with the cuffs on, and he's going through my car. He finds a pot pipe.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. A mirror and a straw and a blade.
Whoa. Did you tell him you were just syringe. Acting dumb?
Yeah.
Was it for medicinal purposes?
Yo, man, I'm just acting dumb. And my mom comes running out of the house. Oh, my God! He's just a boy! Oh, yeah.
He's a baby.
He's my baby!
That makes it worse,
though. Honey,
it?
Don't drop the soap. And he was nice enough to put me in the front seat. And he put the cuffs, took them off the back, and put them in the front. And put me in the... I was in the slammer till my mom and dad could drum up 100 cash.
100
get me
cash.
Out. They wouldn't take credit or check.
Bill your ass
said
off.
Said to drive to a friend's...
This is before ATMs or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Special Ed? You ever been in jail?
I've been in jail for about 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about my stint.
What'd you do?
I smacked a MP.
smacked an MP. So it was a military jail.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I was dating the base commander's daughter and I was released.
Nice. That's out of sight. So why'd you hit this guy? What did he do to provoke you?
Long story short, but we got a little scuffle earlier that day, and someone said they came in. I turned around, swinging, and didn't realize it was an MP they were talking about. So I hit him and threw him on the ground, handcuffed, and carted away.
Nice.
Then my girlfriend, who is the base commander's daughter, hit the cop for handcuffing me, so they arrested her as well. But I found out who she was and who my dad was, and we were released within 4 hours.
It's out of sight. So. And then you got demoted, these MPs. They get demoted and kicked out.
Yeah, they dishonorable them down discharge. To private.
Private. A sarge.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's out of sight. Well, turning to
science.
How
about you, Scott?
No, never.
You've never
been in the slammer? There wasn't a warrant issued for my arrest.
For parking tickets?
But they've never served that warrant.
Yet?
Right. He's still running.
Turning to science news. You guys into science? You like the science?
Like the science?
Bill Nye is a good guy.
Yeah.
Who do you guys, you creationists? You
evolutionists?
Evolution, where do you stand? Intelligent design?
I just like when you mix two things together and it goes boom.
There you go.
My mom was a science teacher, so I got the full deal.
Yeah, I love science fairs.
Well, get this shit, man. Turkey. We've talked about turkey before, haven't we, John? Not the bird, but the country.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about that part on the vag that looks like a piece of turkey.
In Turkey, and they're developing their own democracy over in Turkey. You know, they're actually developing it themselves. But get this. This is out of Turkey. An Islamic version of scientific creationism has found fertile soil in Turkey, where 3 in 4 residents reject Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. So, you got the Islam version of intelligent design sprouting up over there in Turkey. I just don't get it. I don't get it, John.
What?
Yeah.
What is the version?
The virgin?
The version.
Its leading exponent is Tarkan Yavaş, who sports shoulder-length hair and extensive suits and says his aim in life is to cleanse Turkey of the atheist materialism and the immortality Darwin opened the door to. Mr. Yavaş is a public face of the Science Research Foundation, headed by Adan Kotar, a university dropout turned charismatic preacher. Their latest publication is Atlas of Creation, a 770-page, 13-pound tome the group sent to scientists, journalists, and schools in Britain, France, Scandinavia, and Turkey in February. The book resembles Western creationist work, which appears to have been brought to Turkey by Western fundamentalist Christian groups in the mid-80s.
So he's the Turkish version of Ray Comfort.
Right. Though details vary, the account of creation in both the Bible and the Quran say God created everything in 6 days. What was that, 6,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what they're latching on to over there in Turkey. Well, that Darwin's a joke and that we've been around for 6,000 years and we live with dinosaurs. What were you going to say, John?
Those aren't God's creatures. The work of Satan.
In related news, the man picked by the Creation Museum to play Adam leads quite a different life outside the Garden of Eden. Now, if you don't know, the Creation Museum just opened up where? In Kansas?
Yep.
And for the price of $35, you can see dinosaurs walk with man.
You can see a fairy
and
tale.
And Adam and Eve. And you can see the fairy tale that is creationism.
Wow. What about Dorothy and Toto?
But get this, the man that they picked to play Adam in the video.
Fred Flintstone.
Media stuff.
Yeah.
Records show that Eric Linden owns a pornographic website called Bedroom Acrobat. He's been pictured there in a t-shirt brandishing the site's sexually suggestive logo. The 27-year-old appears as Adam in 55 videos featured on visitor tours at the Petersburg, Kentucky Museum.
And why not?
The museum, which opened last month, tells us Bible's version of how Earth was created.
Spit it out.
Museum officials stopped today airing the 42nd video after learning from the Associated Press of Linden's pornographic appearances. So the guy they picked, Adam.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
Was poking around. Do you have this story about Isaac Newton?
And the pornography. I do not have the Isaac Newton story.
Isaac Newton saw End of World in 2060.
2060?
Yeah. Renowned British scientist Sir Isaac Newton, the father of modern physics and astronomy, predicted the world would end in 2060 in a 1704 letter that went on show in Jerusalem on Sunday. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
A famed rationalist who secured a royal exemption from the ordination in the Church of England that was normally expected of academics of his day, so he would not have to follow its teachings. Newton nonetheless based his prediction on a biblical text. You believe that?
Yeah, I believe that. That guy had 5 or 6 years of brilliance, and then he turned into a crackpot. We told stories about this guy.
Addict.
He used to walk into a corner and not know how to get out, and he would be there for 6 hours until somebody came and found him. And then he spent the remaining 30 years of his career trying to turn stone into gold. I mean, the guy was a complete lunatic.
Well, get this, Scott. Working from verses in the Book of Daniel, the elaborator of the classical laws of gravity, motion, and optics argued that the world would end 1,260 years after the foundation of the Holy Roman Empire in Western Europe in 800 A.D. The letter on show at Jerusalem's Hebrew University is part of an exhibition entitled Newton's Secrets, is part of an array of papers of the British scientists bequeathed to the institution by a wealthy collector of scientific manuscripts. The university said it was the first time the letter had been put on public show since 1969. Newton's late 17th century work at Cambridge University was the foundation stone of modern science until the discovery of relativity and quantum mechanics in the last century.
Well, that doesn't negate Newton's theories. It just enhances it, John.
But you're right here.
So you're misspeaking.
Did I?
Yeah,
did I
it's say? Not. Well, you're saying, well, relativity replaced Newtonian physics. That's not correct.
Newton's late 17th century work at Cambridge University was the foundation stone of modern science until the discovery of relativity and quantum mechanics in the last century. But it has long been known that the groundbreaking physicist from Grantham, England, also took a keen interest in superstitions of his day to have long... Whoa! Hold on, let me fix that there. but as long as groundbreaking physicist, blah, 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 they have long since fallen to science. Newton spent 4 years in the 1670s preparing a work on alchemy, the notion that base metals can be turned into gold.
Of course, yeah. I'm right. I'm always right.
You're always
isn't that right,
guy.
Special Ed?
You lost me at hello.
You're the greatest. I know you're working on a thesis.
My next thesis is why I should continue webcasting.
Yeah, you
last
better
science
work on
story
that, buddy.
Tonight, the new cosmetic surgery
it's
craze.
It's important to America, Scott.
Do you know what the new cosmetic surgery craze is, John?
No.
It's man boob reduction.
Oh, I need that.
Nearly 14,000 teenage boys got the surgery last year, a 21% increase from 2005, making male breast reduction more common than male facelifts.
I need the bro.
It's going to cost you about $4.
At one time, it looked good, you know, when I was bench pressing back in the day. But now it's
the man's ear.
Yeah, now I need the fucking man's ear.
It'll cost you 4 to 10 G's.
Fuck wow. That.
I guess that's based on size.
Is that per breast or the pair?
For the both, the pair.
In our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
All right, that's it with science news.
Yay.
Let's get on to politics.
Oh.
Britain's Prince Harry is training at a British Army base in Canada in preparation for possible deployment to Afghanistan. Did you know that?
No doubt.
Yep. Prince Harry, third in line to the British throne, has been sent to the Canadian province of Alberta to receive additional training on sphincter armored reconnaissance vehicles. Scimitar armored reconnaissance vehicles. The defense ministry said it would not comment on where the 22-year-old prince was serving or where he was to be deployed. Now, you may ask yourself, what? Prince Harry deployed Afghanistan in harm's way? Are you asking yourself that, John?
Harry Prince?
Are you saying why? Special Ed, are you saying, Wait a minute. He's the third in line for the throne. Why not William? Why Harry? Isn't that what you're asking yourself?
No.
I'm going to tell you right now. Why Harry? And this is groundbreaking. This is
what's his middle name?
I have no idea.
Is it Paratestes?
Harry Bush? I don't know. Here's why. This is a TTN exclusive. They're sending Harry.
Here's why.
Because he's not Prince Charles' son.
Charles' son.
And who is he?
Who knows? Diana was screwing around at that time. Who knows who his son is?
Yeah.
She was freelancing, right?
He looks a little goofy.
He doesn't look like...
Well, I mean, Prince Charles doesn't look...
Ears. Those big ass ears and
but he
teethers.
Doesn't look anything like Prince Charles.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No.
So that's why they're sending him, because he's not...
not of blood.
Not of real
not
blood,
royal
you know
blood.
What I'm saying?
This crap's been going on for like 2 months now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. TTN exclusive right here. You heard it here for
tainted
right
blood.
Here.
Blood.
That's right.
Tainted not blood. Prince Truth. Charles. Children.
Get this, man. This is a great story.
I'm getting it.
Pentagon confirms it sought to build a gay bomb. Did you hear this?
What?
Berkeley, California watchdog organization that tracks military spending said it uncovered a strange U.S. military proposal to create a hormone bomb that can purportedly turn enemy soldiers into homosexuals and make them more interested in sex than fighting. Pentagon officials on Friday confirmed military leaders had considered and then subsequently rejected building the so-called gay bomb. But before they did that, they spent $7.5 million. Isn't that great?
Oh.
Isn't that fucking great?
You know, I gotta say it. I heard this story today.
That's a lie. Come on.
I heard this story today from Larry. I gotta say.
True story.
True story.
I heard this on like CNN or Fox or something about the gay bomb. Yeah.
It's for real?
It is for real.
Oh my God, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
On the way down to the Cubs game today, Larry let the bombshell down.
Here was the quote.
He let the gay bomb out of
the
closet.
Bomb out.
Too gay to fight. That was the
God.
Like Halstead gay.
Oh, man.
true story.
Air Force lab proposed that the bomb be developed.
Some gays are badass, man.
That contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay. And to have their units break down because all the soldiers became irresistibly attracted to one another. So they would just start humping on the battlefield is what the vision was.
Bullets flying, guys fucking.
Wow.
The notion,
why not just drop 70 virgins out of the sky? You know,
strippers. The notion was that the chemical would probably be pleasant in the human body in low quantities. But by virtue of either breathing or having their skin exposed to this chemical, the notion was that soldiers would become gay.
Wow.
Special Ed, that can't happen. You can't become gay,
can you? You can't
become gay. You're gay or you're not gay.
That's right. You are or you're not.
Right on.
Don't tell.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Not funny. Ha ha, funny queer.
It's something we talked about off air, but the W got his watch stolen in Albania. While hugging and grasping at the adulating crowds in Albania, our feeble-minded president got his watch ripped off.
$50 Timex.
Did you guys see the video?
No, but I was in Canada.
It was fucking unbelievable.
I go to check out, and then the newspaper in Canada, three big fucking pictures on the front page of the W. One with watch, one with arms on watch, one with arm and no watch.
Well, they have the video of the whole thing. And have you guys seen the video?
No.
It's amazing. He goes to shake hands, and these people literally pull him into the crowd. And they're rubbing his hair and just molesting him. And over here, we can't even ask him a fucking question. And these people get to do whatever they want, steal his watch or whatever. Stupid ass.
I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. That's kind of one of those exaggerations.
All right, man. You said you had a Johnny Snow clip?
Yeah, actually, it's John Stewart talking about Tony Snow. And he catches him in a lie. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. And he's one of those ex-Fox guys, news commentator. Why would he lie? I don't know. But
who's Tony Snow?
He's the
press secretary.
Press secretary for the
because the W can't speak, so they send this guy out to the press conferences.
Yeah. Gotcha.
There he is.
And by the way, we spent a lot of time on the program discussing the Alberto Gonzalez Justice Department scandal. It's the story of 8 fired U.S. attorneys broke a few months ago. Tony Snow, the White House, was it a lip mover guy, was adamant months ago that the dismissal of these attorneys had nothing to do with politics.
It's pretty clear that these things are based on performance and not on sort of attempts to do political retaliation, if you will.
These guys sucked!
Right.
I'm telling you, these guys sucked. I wouldn't touch them with Jacobian Myers gavel. They sucked! They were incompetent. And clearly, there is no place for that in the Bush administration. As all those slots... Settle down. Well... So anyway, that was 3 months ago. 3 months later, a dozen subpoenas, 6 hearings, hundreds of released emails, thousands of released emails. It turns out that these attorneys' performances are actually pretty good. And all signs are now pointing to political motivations. I wonder how the White House is going to reconcile this apparent discrepancy.
At the beginning of the story, the president, you, Dan Bartlett, others said on camera that politics was not involved. This was performance-based. But
no, that is something we have never said that.
Oh, you will reconcile it by lying! Or perhaps suggesting the audio and visual experience we just showed you was some type of hallucination. Perhaps brought on by the jazz cigarettes.
The jazz cigarettes.
Well, what do you expect from the W and the regime? Do you expect them to be honest? What is your expectation, John?
Yeah, I'm a citizen, and I pay taxes. I expect them to be honest, especially when guys are putting their lives on the line.
Yeah, that's the expectation, but after their 6-year track record, you still hold to that same expectation?
Yes. Does it make me as much of a chimp?
I think so. It makes you insane, right? Expecting
probably
the same result from different, whatever that is.
Anyways, I read this story. Call the Wambulance. In what may be a sign of things to come, the lawyers for ICE, Louis Libby Jr., I'm having trouble saying that, last month invoked the rarely used courtroom tactic, the bloggers can be mean defense. The issue was whether to release the more than 150 letters written to Judge Reggie B. Walton, a federal district court in Washington, nearly all in support of Mr. Libby, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
As the judge considered the appropriate punishment, he received testimonials to Mr. Libby's character from luminaries like former Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld, the former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, and Paul D. Wolfowitz, who was pressured to resign the World Bank presidency amid charges that he engaged in favoritism in the employment of his girlfriend. When representatives of the news media asked that the letters be released, Mr. Libby's lawyers argued against that, saying it needlessly risks undermining the fair administration of justice. Then alluding to the sometimes combative world of online media, they added there was the real possibility that these letters, once released, would be published on the internet and their authors discussed, even mocked by bloggers.
Boo hoo. Wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else?
That's it.
That's it?
Libby, Libby, Libby. You remember that Libby tune?
Is he in jail yet?
Scooter Libby, Libby, Libby's going to jail. Jail, jail's going to take it in the tail, tail, tail.
Did you write that?
No, I heard that on the radio. I was trying to get the audio, but it's not out there. There's like a million people trying to get that audio. So
couldn't get it, huh?
No.
We'll get this, John. Oh, Phil called me. He said he can't make it tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck's ringing the bell?
I don't know. Maybe he came to personally say he couldn't make it.
No Phil McCracken?
No. Man. Can you believe that shit?
What are we going to do? Is somebody going to answer the door?
All right, hang on a second.
I'm not.
Can he just sit there and listen to the show?
All right, hang on. Be right back.
You got the door, Ed?
I got it.
All right. Hurry up.
Who is it?
Girl Scout.
I'll bring her in.
No, you left her outside.
Oh, all right.
Queer.
Yeah, but she had a nice pretty mouth.
Any Thin Mints?
Why are you getting in the car, Ed?
Oh, boy. She followed me in.
Ed just got into the time machine. I don't know why. All right.
All right, here I am.
What else you got there, Scott?
Oh, me? I got this other
papers,
one.
Neocons.
Neocons have convinced themselves that nuking Iran will show the Muslim world that Muslims have no alternative to submitting to the will of the U.S. government. Insurgency and terrorism cannot prevail against nuclear weapons. Many U.S. military officers are horrified at what they think would be the worst ever orchestrated war crime. There are reports of threatened resignations, but Dick Cheney is resolute. He tells the W that the plan will save him from the ignominy of losing the war and restoring his popularity as the president who saved America from Iranian nuclear weapons.
Give him the gay bomb.
With the captive American media providing propaganda cover, the neoconservatives believe that their plan can pull their chestnuts out of the fire and rescue them from the failure that their delusion has wrought. John.
Wow.
That was a fine read, wasn't it?
No doubt.
That was a hell of a read.
One other W story. Geronimo's family. Did you hear this? Geronimo's family?
No.
Call on the W to help return Geronimo's skull. The great-grandson of the Apache leader Geronimo has appealed to the big chief in the White House to help recover the remains of his famous relative purportedly stolen more than 90 years ago by a group of students, including the president's grandfather. The story that members of Yale University's secret Skull and Bone Society took the remains of Geronimo, including the skull and femur from the burial site at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, has been part of the university's lore.
You sure it wasn't a tibia?
But a university, it says femur. A university historian recently recovered a letter in 1918 that appears to support the story that members of the society did indeed take the remains while serving with a group of Army volunteers from Yale. The students, among them the W's grandfather, Prescott, apparently returned with the remains and kept them in his secret headquarters at the University of New Haven, Connecticut.
Wow.
Get that, man.
That's out of sight.
But that's false reporting because I got this out of the straight dope. Here's the thing. There's no good reason to believe Geronimo's remains ever left Oklahoma.
Ah.
And plenty of reason to think that they didn't. One obvious problem is the description of the theft. The ring of pick on stone and thud earth on earth alone disturbs the peace of the prairie.
It's too complicated.
It is. Trouble is the description bears no relationship to the actual burial place. So it's all a bunch of shit.
Say I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City.
It's not even Geronimo. And the W is getting...
It's getting flack.
It's getting flack for it.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
Next story.
Return the skull!
It's not Geronimo, man.
No.
There you have it.
So no Phil tonight? That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
What happened?
I don't know. He called me and he said he was having printer problems. He couldn't print out the news.
Oh, that sucks. It's a real disappointment to our fans.
It is. And I don't think we've ever finished a show without Phil.
I know. Ever.
So we don't even know what to do.
And Phil didn't meet the Air Force and Marines.
He usually wears his fur coat, too. It might be too hot. It's like 90 out there, isn't it?
It's pretty hot.
It's like 100 in here.
Is it?
Oh.
It is.
Box,
it's fucking hot.
I got the ass crack sweat going there.
So what's the next thing for you guys? You guys are shipping out tomorrow or what?
Nah, we're leaving. I'm leaving on Wednesday, and he lives here, so.
Well, I got to go back to my base tomorrow, so.
Is that back to the resort or the golf course?
Well, Mason, you're going to try and get into recruiting, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to become a recruiter out here, so look out, world.
You going to go to all the high schools and
You betcha.
Pressure the 7 to 18 year olds.
All the girls.
All the preschools. I like them fresh out of the uterus, you know. It's the best.
Be all you can be, guys. Oh, I mean, the few, the proud.
Yeah.
Be all you can be.
I mean, the few, the proud, the Marines.
What's the one for the Air Force?
Aim high. No idiots.
No idiots. No idiots. Well, no shit, man. You got to fly them fast-ass jets. Do you fly jets?
No. I to be honest with you, I've been in the Air Force four and a half years now. Never flown an Air Force plane.
Yeah, that's how Marty is. He's in communications in the Air Force.
He gets drunk on the weekends when he's working.
Yeah, pretty much. Cool. Yeah. He drinks while he's communicating.
Probably.
I'm in communications. And, you know, I watched his boot camp video, and they show him firing off an M16.
Yeah.
And he's giggling, like, through the whole thing. He's, like, all fucking nappy. And, like, I think he pissed himself or something or creamed his jeans.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was there, but
yeah, all those Air Force, all the non-combatant Air Force guys, I think they like one day, like twice a year, or once a year, or something like that.
Actually, we're watching some video from Mason, some air support, really cranking on some buildings there.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
that was nice.
They were taking some fire from insurgents and firing back. Is there a place that people can look at that online?
Just go type in MySpace, and then you can just find it. Look under Ramadi.
Ramadi.
Ramadi videos.
Because there's a video of you taking the concussion of an IED, right?
My truck getting hit, yeah. Everybody was good, though.
Now, we saw that video of a truck behind you, following you.
Yeah.
And you taking a shot.
Yeah. Totally missed me, but...
And then the next video was that the same incident?
No, that was different.
So you took two.
Yeah.
You took one kind of from behind that just clipped you a little bit, and then one, I saw your windshield completely shatter.
Yeah.
And you're all like, hey, is everybody all right? Fuck! Yeah. That's fucked up.
I would have
wet myself right there.
I think I did.
I don't blame you, man. That's some pretty fucked up shit.
Did you ever see the pictures that Karen had from her friend in the Army?
No.
Where his Hummer was hit by an IUD?
No.
He sends the pictures the day before. They're all sleeping on top of the Hummer. The next picture you see is a Hummer completely destroyed.
Wow.
They lost their gunner, but the other guys had concussions inside the Hummer.
We saw the video of the Beetle, the VW that car bomb.
Oh, the ID
blew up.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, that was big.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That was a big one.
All right, well, is that it, Scott?
That's all I got, John.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're done then.
Anything you guys want
to
add?
Hey, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to talk with you all.
Hey, man, it's
pleasure
been an
is
honor.
All ours.
Yeah, no doubt to have some real. Soldiers here in the studio at TTN Studios, and Larry, of course,
yeah,
flying around.
just want to say,
Larry's there to make sure that Mason doesn't get in too much trouble,
exactly,
so he can go back and kick ass,
exactly.
When Mason's, right? When Mason's in town, he don't care, and I'm just there to make sure that he gets home safe.
No doubt.
Whether he's puking out the window or got his balls out in the club.
Exactly.
Puking out the window or balls out in the club. I love that.
Right. Yeah, I have to add to you that Mason's also getting the Bronze Star.
No, really?
Really, he's getting the Bronze Star.
Yeah. Wow.
It's out of sight.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Not really. Okay. Not really. Bad right. memories, so.
All right. Well, that's great, man. That's awesome. Yeah, that is that's big time.
I believe everybody in the armed service, you know, that fights over there deserves a Medal of Honor.
No doubt. No doubt.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I agree. I saw your dress blues, man.
Yes.
I couldn't, like, fit my leg through the neck. It's just, that thing is, dude,
like all graffiti on it?
Yeah, no doubt.
Nice confetti.
Got some major confetti going on, and those medals look pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Good times, though.
Well, I think risking your life is kind of a price, a major price to pay. So,
yeah, you shouldn't have paid for those escorts, man. They should have given you the freebie.
Vegas escorts. Yeah.
They should have been on the house.
No doubt.
They should have hooked you up.
You call one, they bring another one with them. And they're like, oh, would you like my friend to stay? No, I want your friend to go. Come on.
Hey, this is a call out to all those working girls out there. Find a Marine and take care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the house.
Freebie.
Mason tips 20%.
Exactly.
Not that 15 crap.
Exactly.
No doubt.
True story.
True story.
True story.
All right, then.
Take care of the Marines.
Support the troops.
Support the troops, world.
Always.
We love you.
All right, this is John and Scott saying bye-bye. This is episode 97. We're out of here.
Later.
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 You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.